We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Lo Yilbash Gever. The laws related to the fact that a man is not allowed to put on a woman's clothing and a woman is not allowed to put on a man's clothing. Halach Aleph. We've had some discussion on this in the past, as we'll see when we finish this halacha or the next one. It's going to show us the different sources, different places before where we discuss this topic. Al pi hamavur b'maymar mishra de sakina. This halacha is going to be based on Torah Lamed in the first half of Likut Imran, which we've used several times on this topic. She'yefsher lahasig hasogois kiim al yidei hatzimtzum basechel hatachtoin. Rabbein Zalder explains that it's impossible for a person to achieve high level understanding of Hashem unless they have a tzimtzum, unless they have a constriction in of sechel hatachtoin, the lower level sechel, which is also referred to as malchus, the basayin, the pupil of the eye, shehu bechinas kli lekabel besoichoy hasechel huelyoin. This tzimtzum, this sechel hatachtoin, is actually a vessel into which the person can receive this sechel ha'elyon, this higher level sechel, v'hu bechinas malchus. That sechel tachtoin is referred to as malchus. Ayin Shom, look over there, chapter 30 in the first half of Likut Imran. Rabbein Zal discusses this topic at length, hasuga selikus, tzimtzum, all of that. And now Rabbein Zal begins. V'ze bechinas begodim. What Rabbein Zal is referring to over there, the tzimtzum, the malchus, the sechel hatachtoin, in which you receive the sechel ha'elyon, the higher level sechel, is also related to the clothing. Shehem bechinas malchus. Clothing is referred to as malchus. Kemuva b'maymar hayman, as Rabbein Zal discusses in chapter 29 in the first half of Likut Imran. Ki habegodim heim levushim. Because clothing dresses a person, it clothes the person. Haynu bechinas hasechel hatachtoin shemalbish umagbil es hasechel ha'elyon kanal. Just like that sechel hatachtoin clothes and limits the sechel ha'elyon. It's a container in a sense for the sechel ha'elyon. We know that clothing is referred to as the kavod of the person. Rabbein Zal mentions this many times. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as his kavod. And kavod is malchus, melech ha-kavod. So that the clothing corresponds to the malchus, that tzimtzum, that vessel in which we receive the higher level sechel. V'tzorech kolechod lirois lehischazek lehasig hasogos lafi madregosoi. Each and every Jew is supposed to try as much as they can to achieve as high level understanding of Hashem and of Torah and of Yiddishkeit as they possibly can based on their level. Ki bevadai kishu yochel lehasig hasoge gedoy lafi madregosoi. Because most certainly, a person who's capable of understanding Hashem on a higher level is not supposed to be satisfied with a lower level understanding. And the opposite is also true, meaning, for a person to look beyond their level is also forbidden. For a person to try to reach up beyond their limitations is also wrong. Kemuva bekama mekoymois, as is brought in several places in our Sforim. Veze bechina so isur sheloyia kligever alisha. And this is tied into this isur that the Torah tells us that a woman is not allowed to wear men's clothing. Because a man who's whose sechel is small and he's on a low level, he is referred to as Bechinas Isha, who is associated with Das that's not Miyushav, an intellect that's not settled. Ulahefech, and the opposite. Mishu b'madrega el yoino hu b'bechinas ish. A person who's on a high level of seichel, his seichel on a spiritual level is referred to as ish, male. Shehu b'chinas seichel miyushav, which represents an intellect that's settled. Kimuva shom, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran Torah Lamed, or Torah Chavtes. And therefore, a person whose seichel is on a low level, which is bechinas isha, osur loy lehislabesh betalis sheino shaloi, is not allowed to try to dress himself in a garment that's not his, that he's not worthy of, he's not capable of. Dahainu lestake lamala mimadrigose, meaning to try to look up beyond where he's capable of understanding or seeing. This is what the Torah means on a spiritual level when it says that men's clothing is not allowed to be on a woman. Gever zebechinas hechocham. The term gever, which is one of the words that's used to refer to a male, also means intelligent. Chocham. Bechinas gever chocham ba'oiz, as the pasuk says. So we see that the Pasuk refers to Gever as a person who is powerful in Chochmah. Ukli Gever, and the garments of a Gever, Zebechinas Hatzimtzumim V'Hakelim She'al Yodo Mekabel HaChochmah Kanal. That refers to the constrictions and the vessels in which the person receives the chachma. We said that the clothing is the malchus, the sechel hatachtoin. That's the keli, that's the tzimtzum in which a person receives the sechel huelyoin. V'afal pi kein, and despite this, afal pi shehachochma v'ha'hasogo kvar nistzamtzumu bebechinas kelim me'achar shezocho zeh la'asigom, even though the chachma, the understanding, has already become constricted in the form of garments in these vessels, meaning that the person already has achieved that seichel. Ki beloy kelim iefsher l'shum chacham boilam lahasig, because without vessels, no matter who you are, no matter what chacham we're talking about, he cannot have an understanding of Hashem unless he has first prepared vessels into which to receive that chachma. So that even though the chachma is already in vessels, in garments, it's in clothing, we're talking about the clothing of a man. So the clothing is the malchus, which has the light in it already. Afal pikein lemi shehu b'madrega ktana mimenu. Still, that clothing, to a person who's on a lower level than the person whom the clothing is originally made for, v'ubebchinas isha, the person on the lower level is referred to as isha, osur loy lehislabesh be'elu akelim. That person is not allowed to wear this clothing, these garments, that are for somebody on a higher level than them. Ki osur lestake lemala mimarigoso kanal, because as we mentioned earlier, a person is not allowed to look and delve into things that are above his level, out of his league. V'zehu shehoitzi hakosu b'lashoin lo yihye v'loiksiv lo silbash isha. Rav Nosson Zal now clarifies an incredible question here. The Torah gives us two instructions. Man is not allowed to wear ladies' clothes. Ladies not allowed to wear men's clothes. And yet when it says don't wear, by the man it says he should not wear women's clothing. By the woman it says men's clothing should not be upon her. It doesn't say she shouldn't wear it. Why? Why does it change the verb? By the woman, it says, lo yihye kli gever al isha. By the man, it says, lo yilbash gever. Why the change? Rav Nosson Zal explains. V'zehu shehoitzi hakosu b'lashoin lo yihye v'lo yksiv lo yisilbash isha k'mo shekosu b'soifo lo yilbash gever. Ki be'emes, bevadai, yefshir, lemishu, b'madrega ktana, lehislabesh b'kli gever hanal. Because the fact is, it's impossible for a person who's on level 3 to put on, to wear a garment of somebody who's on level 30. It won't fit. It won't work. He won't connect to it at all. Me'achar sha'adayin lo higia l'madrega zu, since he hasn't achieved that level yet. Rak afilu she'yia lov b'havaya b'alma l'fisho, osur gam kein kanal. So therefore, what does the Torah mean when it says lo yihye kli gevra l'isha? Lihiyot means to be. Means not only can't you wear that, not only can't a 3-year-old kid wear his father's raincoat, you know, that's 25 sizes too big on him, but even to put it on for a moment, even just to put it on him, not allowed to do. That's what lo yihye kli gevra l'isha means. To say that he can't wear it, of course he can't wear it. Everyone will say that. That's perfectly clear. There's no chance in the world he can wear it. But even to put it on him for a moment, even that's forbidden. Aval b'seife, whereas the second part of the pasuk, which speaks about a man not wearing women's garments, there it says lo yilbash gever, a man should not wear women's clothes. Because since we mentioned earlier that when we use the terminology man, woman, in this context, the man represents a higher level seichel, the woman represents a lower level seichel. So if we're talking about the man who's on a higher level, the Torah doesn't have to tell us that he physically can wear the woman's garment. He can achieve her seichel, because he knows what she knows plus 10 times more. Lahasig hasagosoi, that the man can understand, the man on the higher level can understand the understanding of the person on a lower level than him. Of course he can. Rakshi Wasser, it's just that the Torah is telling us it's forbidden. Why? Because a Jew is required to put an effort to achieve the understanding that he's capable of achieving. Again, for a 30, 40-year-old man who went to yeshiva his whole life, for him to be learning Aleph Beis, to stick to just learning Aleph Beis and say, I don't want to move on. I'm perfectly satisfied doing Aleph Beis with my 3-year-old son. I don't want to learn anything more advanced. That's asur. That's forbidden. That's the man who's wearing the woman's garment. That's the person who's on a higher level. He's capable of achieving a level of seichel of 30, and he wants to stay downstairs at level 3. And now we'll understand also that Rashi HaKodesh says over there in the Chumash, the reason why we're not allowed to do this is because this can lead to adultery. This can lead to pegama bris, sins between men and women. Rav Nosson Zal says, I'm going to explain this al pi sheshamati me'adirein moren rabbeinu ne'er yoer al maimar chazal. We'll be able to understand this based on the chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 134, where Rabbeinu Zal explains the Gemara. The Gemara says that when a person's on a higher level than somebody else, he has a higher level Yetzirah than that person. Shehu, and Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, Shehu azhoro lahadoyresh toiro barabim. The Rabbeinu Zal shows that that Gemara is also issuing a warning to a person who's teaching Torah publicly, sheyeh nizhar bedvorov moed, that he has to be extremely careful in how he speaks, sheyischalku dvorov lechol echad v'echad, that his words should be split up, should be categorized for each and every one of the listeners. Each one of them, based on what level they're on, they should hear exactly what they need to hear. No more, no less. The person on the higher level should hear a higher level Torah. The person on the lower level should hear lower level Torah. דהיינו שיגיע לכל אחד ואחד רק כפי מדרגוסוי, ולא ישמע כלל מה שאין לפי מדרגוסוי. That each and every one of the listeners should hear only that which fits his level, and should not hear those things that are out of his level. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Kuf Lamed Dalet, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. That chapter is a very short chapter in Likutei Moran, but Rabbeinu Zal explains that just like when a person, Chas V'Shalom, commits Pigam HaBris, they're taking seed, which originates from the brain, and they're putting it where it doesn't belong. They're putting it, they're misplacing it. So too, a person teaching Torah to people, the Torah, the ideas of Torah also originate in the brain. He's taking seed from the brain, and if he takes thoughts of Torah and he misplaces them, he gives somebody who's on a very low level, he gives him ideas in Torah which are beyond his reach, he's going to blow that person away. He's going to blow that person's mind. That's considered like an act of Pigam HaBris. And he can cause that person all kinds of harm, spiritual harm. Same thing to a person who's on advanced level. If he gives him baby food, he teaches him, that also can harm that person. These are both considered examples of Pigam HaBris in teaching Torah, Chas V'Shalom, misplacing the Torah. Because when one of the listeners receives something that's not suited to his level, that's like adultery, being with a different woman. This person's supposed to get package 324A of Torah, and you're giving him package 675B. It's not his package. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Kuf Lamed Dalet, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. V'zeh b'chinas so isur shelo yeh kli gever. This is the isur that the Torah says that men's clothing is not allowed to be on a woman. Again, the woman represents a person on a lower level seichel. You can't try to put a higher level seichel on that person. Not only can't they wear it, but even just to put it on them for a moment, you can harm them, you can break them, Chas V'Shalom, by showing them that higher level seichel when they're not ready to hear it. Dahainu shetzorech lirois sheyasi kolechod lefi madregosoi, meaning it's extremely important to see to it that each person should receive the understanding that matches the level they're on. Kiem lav, because if not, Chas V'Shalom, dovorze goyrem leniuf. Giving him the wrong understanding, giving him an understanding that's not related to his level, can cause Chas V'Shalom niyuf.